With the combine coming up next week, it can be kind of a whirlwind for first-timers. So Scott thought maybe he should get Ben ready. Thank you for joining us for this week's Social Media Spotlight. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by Scott Ward, our social media strength instructor. Scott, next week is the NFL Combine, and it is such a big week, so important for both the athletes who are working out and all the NFL teams down there.
Yeah, and because of that, we thought it'd be interesting to go back and look at what some of our draft picks tweeted while they were there, kind of get their mindset a little bit while they were in Indy. And we found some interesting ones from the past three draft classes. Last year, Michael Schofield, he is at SCOBLUE75, and he was a third-round pick, and he just tweeted, unbelievable experience, very pleased with his performance, and that netted him a third-round selection. The year before that, in 2013, C.J. Anderson, and as most of you know, he actually went undrafted, but was still at the combine, and said, thanks for the support. And he ran a 4.4840, kind of showcased some of that speed that we all have seen now, especially this past season. And another little note on CJ Anderson, he actually has a new Twitter handle. He's switched from CJ Anderson RB9 to CJ Anderson B22. So make sure you give him a follow there. And then the year before that, in 2012, Danny Trevathan was a sixth-round pick by the Broncos, and he tweeted while he was at the Combine. He was a little bit injured while he was there, so he was a little limited, but he tweeted, all work and no play. It was kind of a mindset for all the hopefuls while they're at the Combine.
Yeah, it's such an important week for all the athletes trying to impress all the scouts that are there. Of course, we'll be in Indianapolis next week, bringing you live coverage of all the press conferences, plus stories every single day. For Scott, I'm Phil, and we'll catch you next week.